How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So I guess Brady is not coming to the Jets. Look, I found yesterday's news, like, I'm over it already with Tom Brady. I was a little surprised because who in their right mind would go through a divorce with, well, whether it's Giselle or whatever, whoever your wife may be. But in this case, obviously high profile, Giselle and all that. But who would go through all the trouble of a divorce and then, you know, because we were assuming that she wanted him to retire from football. We're assuming, and we don't know this, but we're assuming Giselle wanted him to retire from football. And he said, no, I'm going to go try to win an 8th Super Bowl. I want to go play. I still love it. I still got more left in the tank. And then she's like, well, enough. I had enough of this. That's it. I'm done. Then he goes through that whole thing. Obviously, it impacted him during the season because he wasn't the same. But why? So I'm thinking this whole time that that's what happened and that there's no way Tom Brady is going to retire off of that because he went through all that drama and bullcrap to be able to play again. You think he's going to retire just months later? And here we are. Now, that would also make me think then maybe there were issues pre-retirement or preseason where before he decided to come back and play, you know, he made the announcement the first time, retired. Maybe there were issues on the home front that led him to say, you know what, screw this, I'm going back to playing. As opposed to us thinking that she ended it because of him wanting to go play. Anyway, I'm not trying to get into Brady's personal life necessarily, but it does play here as to why he would retire, unretire, and then retire again after this season. And it does, look, it doesn't mar his legacy. We all know he's the GOAT and the greatest winner of all time, 7 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl MVPs. Doesn't mar that, but there's not a nice clean out. I need a nice clean out. I don't like the conversations that are left, you know, unanswered, whether it's a text or, you know, a questionable ending to a phone call. I need a nice definitive clean out. And we didn't get that with Brady. Now, we don't get that with a lot of greats. And by the way, I'm not even so sure he wouldn't come back again. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see Brady on the couch during football Sunday when the games kick off or in the booth, whether it's with Burkhardt or somebody else. That's a whole nother situation that Fox pays Brady millions of dollars. He hasn't even called a game. Meanwhile, they have a great team in Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen. But you know, we talked yesterday about where Brady would go. We knew it wasn't going to be the Jets, but at least it was fun to talk about. Thought maybe Miami, even though not realistically, maybe the best spot would have been the Niners. And now that Brady, at least for now, is retired, what does that mean for the quarterback carousel? Because let's just say, and we're getting to the Jets here in a second, stay with us. Let's just say Brady would have gone to the 49ers. Well, now that's definitely not happening. And the 49ers already said Jimmy G's not coming back. No surprise there. We know that's going to be the case. But what happens in the event that the Packers say, we're trading Aaron Rodgers, and obviously they want to trade him to an AFC team. They said if they trade him, it's only going to be an AFC team. What happens if Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, that's nice that you want that, but if you don't trade me to San Francisco, I'm going to retire. Well, then what? Do the Packers call his bluff? Do the Packers say, all right, well, we need to get something for him. Let's just trade him. Point is, it opens up what would be the most appealing spot, the San Francisco 49ers. That's the spot because you could go there and win a Super Bowl, whether you're Tom Brady, whether you're Aaron Rodgers, whether you're Matt Ryan. Which I was reading about, and I don't know, somebody tweeted it saying that, I don't know, some kind of NFL thing that I saw, a writer, I think, don't be surprised about Matt Ryan potentially as a backup in San Francisco, which you could see with Purdy or Trey Lance, whatever they decide there. And obviously, Ryan familiar with that offense. But point is, Niners could win a Super Bowl without any of those guys. You add Aaron Rodgers, the 49ers are going to be the favorites, or at least one of the favorites, if not the favorite to win a Super Bowl. So Brady not going there, which seemed like a potential destination, that could open up musical chairs with the quarterbacks, which could affect Rodgers to the Jets. Because I really don't think, outside of Rodgers forcing his way to the 49ers, I really don't think there is another obvious spot that would be better than the Jets. We mentioned Miami, and that still would be in play. I know, you know, Tua dealing with the concussions and cleared protocol and all that stuff. But the musical chairs for the quarterbacks got a little more interesting with Brady now taking his hat out of the ring, or taking his seven rings and going home. Taking his seven rings and putting them into a hat and hanging them up. Can I tell you the other thing that I hate about this? And for the record, I've always respected Tom Brady. Always liked Tom Brady because I just love competitors, win or lose. I just love guys that give it their all, fiery, passionate competitors. And look, Brady's been a thorn in everybody's side around here. Oh, I guess not the Giants, but the Jets specifically. If you root for a team that he's beaten in the Super Bowl, he's been a problem for you. But I love Brady, and it's sad to see him go, especially the way that it went, where he retired, unretired, and retired again after getting pasted by the Cowboys on Monday night, you know, the playoff game on Monday night in the wild card round. But the thing that makes me most upset is that, and this is a true story, I would not put on the NFL Network. Like, it's just not, it's not something that I was seeking out. I'd rather watch a movie or something. Not that I don't like the NFL Network, because I do. But, like, at night, if I'm around or at work watching TVs, I'm either watching live games or whatever. And for some reason, SNY had a bunch of the TVs on the NFL Network. And wouldn't you know, they're replaying all of Brady's great games, I guess. But the one that I happen to notice was Super Bowl 51. And as a Falcons fan, not that you care about this, but it's about fandom, I've never rewatched that game until last night. And I don't know why, it was on, and I was like, how is this even happening? I could watch that game a million times over the rest of my life, and I'll never, never understand how those stupid idiots blew that game. I'll never understand it. I mean, they were up 28-9. Everybody talks about 28-3, end of the third quarter. It was 28-9 with under 9 minutes to go in the game. Or 28-12 with under 9 minutes to go in the game. Falcons hold the Patriots to a field goal. 28-12, 9 minutes to go. Atlanta's got the ball. And they march down the field. How do you lose that game? God. Anyway, and this is the second time, because when Brady retired the first time, these knuckleheads replayed the same thing. All his Super Bowl wins. Great. Now, I didn't see it back then. I know they did it. I had no interest in watching it. But last night, I couldn't look away. And I was angered to a level that I didn't know that I still cared that much about it. But look, it's not about that particular Super Bowl, but that's one of many great performances from, whether you want to say he's the best quarterback that you've ever seen or not, I mean, that's, I think, up to you. Each individual is going to have their say on it. I've always said that the best pure quarterback I've ever seen, as far as reading defenses, as far as calling the right plays, throwing the football on the money, making the right reads, Peyton Manning's the best pure quarterback I've ever seen. Aaron Rodgers was the most physically gifted quarterback that I'd ever seen. And then Patrick Mahomes burst on the scene. And now it's probably neck and neck. Lamar Jackson, the best running quarterback that I've ever seen. You know, Vic would be up there, but Jackson's the best. Tom Brady's just the greatest winner that I've ever seen. And I'm not knocking him. I don't think he's the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen, but he's certainly the greatest competitor and the greatest winner that the sport has ever seen. And will that ever be touched? I mean, I know people want to say Mahomes could do it. Think about what has to happen for somebody to win seven Super Bowls. I mean, basically, Mahomes, he's already lost one. He's going to have to go out there and, you know, like Bill Belichick and the Patriots and Brady all those years, They're going to have Andy Reid, Mahomes in the Super Bowl the next, you know, 8 of the next 10 years. That is hard. I mean, think about how long he played and how often he won. That is not something I ever expect to be duplicated. But anyway, who knows? Point is, he's the greatest winner that the sport has ever seen. And I know he wasn't at his best this year, but he was still Tom Brady, and he's still a big draw. And now he's not going to be there anymore. And it's sad to see him go, if in fact he does decide to not come back. He does decide to stay away. Remarkable that he was able to leave New England and win a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. Remarkable that he's able to play at such a high level into his 40s. No, a lot of us as sports fans, the majority of our life watching the NFL was with Tom Brady dominating in it. I mean, think about it. Think about how long. A lot has happened since 2001. Crazy to think that Tom Brady has been playing at a high level since then. Think about your life, however old you may be, and all that's happened in that time frame. And think about Brady now retiring. Crazy. And the guy's nuts. What do you need to do the broadcasting for? I get that it's a great deal. You want to still travel every Sunday for the rest of your life doing these games? It's nice for us because he still gets to remain in the public eye and we get to see him. And I do think he's got a good personality. You started to see that the last couple years. But we'll miss Tom Brady on the football field. Even you, Jet fans, you'll miss Tom Brady on the football field. Competing against him, trying to beat him. It wasn't often, but when you did, it was sweet victory. And you just miss a competitor like that, arguably the greatest that the sport has ever seen. And you can't argue that he's the greatest winner that the sport has ever seen. But the more important part, as we start to move forward with it, is what it opens up for the quarterback position now. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that Aaron Rodgers would force his way to the 49ers. Now, the Packers don't have to listen to it, but he could say, trade me there or I'm retiring, and then what? And what that would mean is disaster for the Jets, because you don't want Derek Carr. He's not that good. Derek Carr, to me, would not be a difference maker. Jimmy G, I mean, I guess you could live with it. Again, you're talking about either of those guys. You're talking about just playoffs. You're not talking about Super Bowl. Rodgers is the one option. Now, outside of Lamar Jackson, I don't think he's going anywhere. Rodgers is the one option that brings you to the Super Bowl. And Brady leaving opens up one spot for somebody. Maybe not Rodgers, but without question, it opens up a spot for somebody. And maybe one of the better spots. And I have a hard time saying, you know, they're saying, oh, Brady would only come back to the Bucs. Nonsense. You know that they were working the back channel, seeing what other options there. Maybe the Niners told him, we don't want you. Who knows? But the point is, he's going to leave a vacancy that will have to be filled by somebody. And if it's one of the good ones, like the Niners, then maybe now they can go get Aaron Rodgers, which obviously would hurt the Jets. 877-337-6666. I want to get into fandom as well. You know, this week I've been taking a lot of flack for wearing some Islander stuff and enjoying myself in the owner's suite at the Islander game. But what is fandom? Oh, you're not a real fan. Oh, you're a fraud. You're a sellout. What is fandom? We'll get to that. And remember, too, this is my last show before vacation. So you got about two and a half hours left of me. See ya! I'm out of here. We'll get into Pete Alonso. We'll get into Pete Davidson. And we'll do maybe a little hot stove with baseball as well, you know, with the talking about the Yankees. I know we touched on it a little bit yesterday, but did these teams get better? Because next time I come back, we're going to be talking about pitchers and catchers reporting as well. It is, you know, the countdown is on now. Football season is essentially over. Glorified exhibition game left to play on Super Bowl Sunday. That is it. You know, the Knicks and Anunoby, should they be trading these? Come on, it's not going to move the needle. Hockey, obviously, with the All-Star break. you know, pretty soon, March Madness, we get into that, but it's about to be baseball season, so we'll have plenty of that as well.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.